What is the anti-inflammatory diet? Inflammation is a normal and natural healing process of the body. Inflammation happens when the body feels like it has to protect itself from something foreign. The problem is that it can end up becoming a chronic problem. When a person suffers from chronic inflammation, it can last for weeks, months, or years at a time. This can lead to other major health problems. The good news is there are lots of things that a person can do to help reduce their inflammation. A person can feel completely fine, while unknowingly have large amounts of inflammation. The anti-inflammatory diet doesn't have a fancy or catchy name. You won't find anything telling you that you will drop a dress size in a week. In its essence, it's not really a diet, but a lifestyle and eating plan. Any of the diets out there that are said to be anti-inflammatory come from the same neighborhood. They will help the user have better overall health. The diet can help reduce blood pressure and triglycerides, control existing cardiac issues, reduce heart disease risks, and help soothe arthritic joints. The average American typically consumes too many foods that contain lots of omega-6 fatty acids. These are typically located in fast foods and processed foods. They don't consume enough foods with omega-3 fatty acids. These are located in supplements and cold water fish. Inflammation will start to set in if the balance of food is out of whack. With this diet, you consume the opposite of the normal American diet. Foods such as carbs, healthy monounsaturated fats, and low-fat proteins are the bulk of the foods that should be consumed. You consume 2,000 to 3,000 calories a day, depending on your activity level, weight, and gender. The diet is loosely based on the Mediterranean diet. As you get into different dietary components, you will find more guidelines. You want to eat carbs that will lower and stabilize your blood sugar. The good news is that this diet is completely free. The only thing you have to buy is the food that you consume. There isn't a website or subscription fee that you have to pay each month. The money you spend on the diet is the food you consume and the books you may buy to learn more. Over the years, it has been found that chronic inflammation causes some of the most serious illnesses. These include Alzheimer's, many cancers, and heart disease. Things such as lack of exercise, stress, toxin exposure, and genetic predisposition can lead to chronic inflammation. But it has been discovered that food consumption plays a big role, too. Knowing how foods can affect the inflammatory process is key to learning how to contain and reduce disease risks. This diet wasn't started to help people lose weight, even though you probably will lose weight, nor is it a limited-time eating plan. Instead, it gives you a way to buy and prepare foods that aid in inflammation reduction. The food choices are based on scientific information of what they are able to do to help your body keep optimal health. Besides being able to reduce inflammation, the anti-inflammatory diet can provide protective phytonutrients, essential dietary fiber, and fatty acids, minerals, vitamins, and steady energy. This diet aims to add variety, consuming as many various fresh foods as possible, limiting consumption of fast and processed foods, and adding more veggies and fruits. Calories. The average adult should consume 2,000 to 3,000 calories every day. Women, people who are less active, and small-statured people can consume fewer calories. Men, people who are active, and large-statured people can consume more calories. If activity level and consumed calories are taken into consideration, then weight shouldn't fluctuate too much. Calorie distribution should be 20 to 30% from protein, 30% from fat, 40 to 50% from carbohydrates. Each meal should have protein, carbohydrates, and fats.